Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China, man. It's the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that this shit, and rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just shadow the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Buddy, you're coming to you to do everything free to download the stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
We
got the gold,
we beat, we brought up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, coming, tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gang to grow. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 444 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez. I'm bringing on my co-host Pittsburgh Pet. Mac J,
no,
not in the building. Omen, you should be here. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm glad to be back, man. We had to take a week off. You know what I'm saying? We've almost done 500 of these things, you know, and we had to take a little bit off, a little time off. You know what I'm saying? Come back and regroup. And man, what a way to come back! Man, why don't you tell everybody who you got us for tonight? Because this, I'm super happy to add this cat to the archives, man.
Yeah, man, I'm real excited for this, man. You know how I'm a East Coast guy. You know what I'm saying? And I've been trying to build up that East Coast archive. Yeah, man, I've been trying to build up that East Coast archive, man. And when we think legendary groups, man, you got to throw Gangstar Foundation in that conversation. So we got the one and only Crumb Snatcher. Man, I mean, Crumb Snatcher is a rapper's rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the dope lyricists, look up the Crumb Snatcher, man. Like, dude's a beast. He's done a lot of legendary things, man. Like, it's for real an honor to have him on. And I got to shout out the homie Justin for hooking it up, man. I really appreciate him coming through for this, man.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? We got some dope tracks, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go into the track, give our listeners, you know what I'm saying, tapes of what Crumb Snatcher's doing. Then we're going to bring him on the line. Name of this song is called Murk You. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play this one. Then we're going to bring him on here in a minute. So don't go nowhere. This is a Murder Master Music Show. Got Crumb Snatcher coming up in just a minute.
Oh. I'm from Stoop. Get my microphone. I zero in on an enemy like Tennessee. Mentally ripped through like enemy penalty. Provided, I fight it and light it. When excited, mic ignited. The crowd on fire can never fight it, cause tonight it's the Mike Mangalo who back with the best. Y'all take more shots than bulletproof vests. Unless you can impress the better outcome, get outdone. 30-16, never without one. Old heads ridiculous, cause sicker with flows. One of there is this gold. Y'all getting sold, find your soul. Face the man, something is cold. And it's fucked to the battle. Finally taking it so, and then you know my only intention to hurt you. Welcome to the night's chamber. I murked you. I see the look in your eyes. I know it hurts you. Now you realize I murked you. I murked you. I murked you. I murked you.
cause I murked you.
Words flashing like swords, you see the spark fly. Real from the phony apartheid. Grounded, too deep, something to bonsai. Still good, never mind the song die. Spirit man quit, it's part of evolution. Comedic mind, medic, we got problems using. Deep future producing, this gate open age, yo. Ask for the spread like mayo, it's fatal. Curled up, spoon in a ladle. Gripping your stomach, that's what fucking with K.O. The black dog gripping the lightning rod. And I stay on fire till the mic is charged. It's retribution from a righteous God. And I've been off before, kinda like this scar. Your motivation only added to my virtue. But I've been here before, I murked you.
First I see the look in your eyes, I know it hurts you. Now you realize I murked you. I murked you. I murked you.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. That's from Snatch right there. Murk you. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring this cat on right now, man. This is one of the only crumb snacks, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing, brother?
Man, real good. Real good. Honor to have you on the show, man. Honor.
Likewise, man. It's a pleasure to be here, man. Thank you for having me on air, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Justice. Shout out to my man Justice for hooking this up, man. You got a good dude.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you got a good dude repping for you out there, man, for sure.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely, man. Just as hype. He's the truth.
Yeah, man, he keeps it, you know, keeps it 100, man. You know what I mean? No games with that dude, man. I salute him.
Yeah,
but,
you already know.
Now, look, I've been a fan of yours and Gangstar for, shit, man, as long as I can remember. But in case our listeners ain't familiar, man, you know, give them a little background on how you got started, where you're from, things of that nature, man.
Well, basically, family, man, like, I started, man, like, as far as, like, doing demos, man, as far as my career-wise, I came out of Lawrence, Mass, in Massachusetts. It's, like, outside of Boston, and you know, as far as there. Yeah, man, I just was making demos, man, and, like, I was just doing my thing, man, as far as, like, battling cats. And then, like, there was an artist, Scientific, man, God rest his soul, man, and he had brought the, Scientific, man, and he had, like, an agreement with a label called MIA. Well, at the time, it was called Phoenix Corporation. Shout out to Angelo and Pace. And, yeah, man, like, they came through, they heard a few of the demos, they see me, like, perform inside the record store. Shout out to Lenny and them. And, yeah, man, like, they signed me after that. And then, like, you know, I got into, like, a little situation, man, in the streets. I ended up getting shot and locked up. And in the middle of me recording the album for them. So what happened was, yeah, man, Premiere was supposed to do, like, the remix. So they brought the remix to him. And he was like, well, you know, the remix is cool. But I would rather have him in person when he gets home, you know, to do something. So, like, after, you know, when I got locked up in the whole situation, I ended up writing the song Closer to God. I don't know if y'all familiar with that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. So, like, when I came home, man, Premier was like, yo, step in the booth. He put the Closer to God beat on. Like, this is nothing planned. He was just like, yo, just go in there and drop some lyrics on that beat. And I ended up just dropping the whole Closer to God song, like, in one shot. Done. And, you know, from there, man, like, yeah, man, from there, like, Premier was, you know, Premier loved the record. You know, it did what it did. He ended up introducing me to Guru because, you know, he was from New England. And they ended up adding me on to the Gangstar Foundation situation, man. And from there, you know, the rest is what it is.
Yeah, man, you killed that verse on Make 'Em Pay. That's what
Thank
woke
you,
me up to you, man. Yeah, that's what got me on to you was that verse. I mean, like I said, you know, Gangstar that's one of the best hip hop groups ever to me. You know what I mean?
Of course. Legendary, man. Part. Pioneers, brother.
Without a doubt, man. You mentioned Guru and Premier. Unfortunately, Guru passed away. Can you just give us some insight on your relationship with Guru and, you know, your most memorable moments with Guru?
Well, basically, man, I was like my, I would say like my father figure, but also my big brother, man. Like, so much wisdom exuberated from this cat, man. It was unbelievable, man. It's just like, because, like, as a kid, man, I grew up, like, watching MTV Raps. And I used to see DeWitt and all these things, man, like, growing up as a kid, man, on MTV Raps. And then to come to be on tour with the same cat that you idolize, it was like a mad, weird feeling.
Yeah.
So, for me, yeah, man, so for me, it was like every move that he made, man, when we was on tour. I've been on, like, 3-4 tours with Guru. So, like, every move that he was making, I was analyzing and watching, man, as an artist for myself. And, like, just how he was as a person, man, he was a great dude, man. Like, beyond the music, he was a great person, a great, like, individual. Like, you know, there's always artists that are good, like, musicians or good artists, hip-hop artists, but they have, like, bad characteristics or, they have, like, bad people in general. But this brother was all around good, man. He was a good soul. And,
yeah,
you know, and I
Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm listening, man.
Yeah, like what you were saying about, like, you know, there's a lot of artists out there, like, they're dope, and then, you know, in real life, they're not what you expect them to be. Guru's a dude I've never heard one bad word about, dude, ever.
No, he was a very humble brother, man.
Yeah, man, it seemed like everybody loved dude, you know what I mean? And that's a huge loss for hip-hop, man. That was a huge loss.
Absolutely, man. Like, you'll never find another Guru, man, as far as how this industry goes, because he had love, man, like, with so many different people, man. Like, everywhere I went, he knew somebody in that region, whether it was overseas in, like, the 23, 24 countries we traveled in, or Canada, or all through the United States. Like, everybody had love for this brother, man. And that was, like, for me, as far as experience-wise, it was such an honor, man, to be under this brother and to be able to learn from somebody who I used to watch MTV Raps as a kid. You know what I mean? And, like, I used to watch MTV Raps, man, like, and rush home after school and watch these cats. And now I'm on tour with them, man. Yeah, man, it was, like, really weird for me, man. But God rest his soul, man. He was a great man. And, like, as far as tour-wise, I learned so much, man, as far as, like, how he was, man, as far as a person in general. It was never different from the stage to behind the stage. He was a naturally good person. And that's the best thing I can tell you as far as how he was.
Yeah, rest in peace to Guru, man.
Absolutely.
Huge loss for hip-hop, man. We'll never forget him. He's a rapper's rapper, you know what I mean? Like, he's just
one of them dudes
that your favorite rapper, one of his favorite rappers is definitely Guru, without a doubt, man. Just straight hip-hop. Now, coming from Massachusetts, did you find it harder to break through? Because we talked to a lot of guys from, like, the South that came out in the 90s, and they say, like, man, it was kind of hard, you know, getting out there because New York dominated things. Now, did you find it difficult to get in with the New York crowd? Because, I mean, a lot of people think Guru's from New York. You know what I mean? Like, his true fans know where he's really from. But did you find it difficult to break into that New York scene and that East Coast scene?
Well, to be honest, man, like, as far as my personal story, like, I grew up in New York and then moved into Massachusetts. Yeah, it wasn't really too hard for me to blend back into New York City. But, you know, I grew up in Massachusetts. Like, I shuttled back and forth. As far as, like, being recognized, like, Guru actually, like, carried the torch as far as, like, people that don't recognize you in your own region. I'm actually experiencing right now out here. Like, I've done so much out here in the New England area, man, and I've never been acknowledged for anything as far as what I've done, you know, for the training day, like hip-hop quotables, everything, man. Like, so much stuff, man, and I'm never, like, acknowledged in my own home state. But, you know, that's not to hate on my home state, but I see the mentality why Gru left to go to New York. And, like, you know, and I'm not going to do it myself, but I understand his frustration and why he left to New York to find a bigger picture for himself.
Because
I'm experiencing it now as my, you know, in my own person.
Now, when it comes to Massachusetts hip-hop, man, like, you guys bring it. We just had Slain and Terminology on last week, and I seen you working with cats like Rex, who, to me, is one of those guys that he's kind of like a guru. You know what I mean? Like, he's a straight hip-hop cat, one of the nicest spitters, and people that know him know that that dude's the truth. But, you know, you got OG, the Bulldogs. Even if you want to trace it all the way back, man, you can even say Marky Mark, the Funky Bunch. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of opened the door a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I wouldn't say that. I would say Almighty RSO. RSO and those
Gino
brothers are the pioneers. Yeah. Definitely.
You're right. But, I see you working with a lot of those cats, man. Do you guys, work together on the strength of just being from Massachusetts and trying to, you know, forward your hometown, like, forward the home state by working together, man? Like, what's it like working with those cats? What's the scene like in Massachusetts?
Well, you know, to be honest, man, like, as far as, like, Slain and, like, Rex and Term, like, I knew these cats, man, like, way before, you know what I'm saying? Like, Slain used to be in my studio sessions, man, when I used to record before he started doing his first project. And Terminology actually used to be a part of my group, Wolves. I introduced him to Premier. And, like, Rex, I remember him when he was, like, 16. He used to come with Static Selector at the record store we used to, like, battle rap at. So I know all these cats, man, like, from their beginning stages. And, like, to see them finally on the forefront, it's awesome, man. I'm, like, proud of his brother.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've seen them, you know, from their beginning stages, man, when they was, like, hungry and grinding. And, you know, I'm proud of all these brothers, from, like, Rex to Slain to Jason. You know, Edo was my OG back then. You know what I'm saying? I was, like, coming in under Edo. You know what I'm saying? But to see all these other brothers that come up, man, I'm so proud of them, man, and they're making a great name as far as New England-wise. And, man, it's a great thing, man. They really represent, man, and holding the torch, man, for Massachusetts.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. Shout out to Static Selector, too, man. He's always been
Absolutely.
One of my favorite producers, and I saw recently he got signed to Rock Nation. You know what I mean? That's good, man, because he makes some of the best beats, man. Another cat I saw from Massachusetts, I think he's from Massachusetts, this is dude, Joyner Lucas, I think that's his name.
Yeah, he's from Worcester. Actually, he's from the hometown I grew up in, besides Lawtown. Yeah, Worcester. Shout out to Wartown.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Joyner Lucas, man, he's doing big things, man.
Yeah, that, without a doubt, man. I love Massachusetts, man. You guys all bring it, man. I love all them cats out there. But you
That's
mentioned
up,
the Training
man.
Day soundtrack, man. I remember the Training Day soundtrack. I got it the day it came out. A lot of people don't know this, but the day it came out, it was up against the odds, man. Because you were
9/11,
already.
Yeah.
It was 9/11 and
JD
the Blueprint.
Man, it killed my
career,
you know
what I mean?
yeah, it killed my career, man. Yeah.
There was a track on there, too, with MOP, man. And I remember going to the store that day, and I didn't know nothing about the soundtrack. I just knew it was coming out, and I knew it was hip-hop. My brother got the Jay-Z album. I got the Training Day soundtrack, and you and MOP were on that Wolves track. And
yes, sir.
I'm like, man, this is so dope. And I'm just like, damn, man, like, I don't even know if anybody's buying CDs today. You know what I mean? What was it like to
yeah.
have that, like, be on a soundtrack with a killer record on one of the, I mean, for real, it's one of the most popular movies ever. I mean, for real. What was it like to have that happen, have 9/11 happen, the terrorist attack happen on that day of what was probably
it was terrible, man.
A big day for you?
Actually, it was terrible because I was actually in New York, and I actually had flew out of New Jersey a day before because we had went to Beyonce's birthday party, me and my manager, and them, and I had flew out of New Jersey a day before 9/11 because I had, you know, I was living in Florida, so I wanted to get back to Florida for the release of the release from, you know, the single that I was on. So by the time I get back to Florida, man, I wake up the next morning, I'm excited to go get, you know, the soundtrack, because I'm on the soundtrack. And then, like, we're watching the news. My boy's, like, waking me up. He's like, yo, man, look at this. And, like, we see all this mess, you know, going on as far as with, the, you know, the planes flying into the towers. You know, God rest everybody's soul who passed away in that situation. It was an ugly situation. But, yeah, man, it was really unfortunate as far as me career-wise, because, like, it was a huge record. Flex was dropping bombs on it before the soundtrack was dropped. And everything, you know, the record was really doing its thing, man. And then to have, like, the day of the release of the album, then 9/11 happened, it just sort of, like, it was so unfortunate, man. It was really unfortunate for me.
Yeah, man, that's a hard that's a hard situation, man. Bad break.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, rest in peace, like you said, to everybody that, you know, had a worse day than that. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lost. But look, man, we're going to go to another one of your tracks real quick, and we'll come
mm-hmm.
back, chop it up a little more with you, man. Prez, what track you got lined up right now, man?
Yeah, I got that Western joint, man. Why don't you tell us about that, Chrome Sanchez?
The joint called Western. Yeah, man, actually, that was a joint, man, that we did for... It was supposed to be for a project with the DJ Stress, man, out there in Connecticut. Shout out to Connecticut. Yeah, man, it's just, you know, I took the concept of a Western and, you know, just used, like, little metaphors here and there, man, as far as, like, if you battle rapping and you're in the Western, man, you know, the same metaphors applies. So, yeah, man, everybody can, you know, listen and check it out. You know, it is what it is.
Hell yeah, we'll be right back with content, man. Check out this joint, Western.
It's up. What up, Stress? We gotta get at these cats real quick, son. Listen. My everyday is a Western, I'm blessing these cats. Long ain't nothing changed, John Wayne and rap. My car's American made, I travel in a Bronco. Right hand, red skin, that's my Tonto. Y'all Doug Tonto, we run up in your rancho. Out for the cream, get green like cilantro. Ear to the streets, I'm a blowin' through time. Good, bad, and ugly, combined in one mind. One of a kind, sunshine like celestial. Planets in the orbit, I'm an extraterrestrial. Gun on the vest, if you ready for the goons. Find a little heart coming drunk from saloons. Hit them with a spark in the midst of high noon. I'm the J.R.U. and New England tycoon. Connections in Dallas, satchel hold carrots. The ring I brought hip-hop forever, it's a marriage. Vehicle, I move in the Fleetwood, 44 long by the seat like I'm Eastwood, known like the Ranger, born in the manger, goals I'm pursuing by subduing the anger, gotta think smart when I deal with you outlaws, so I change up like a boxer in the South Bar, back against the wall, gotta let them fly, when the pockets broke, Duke gotta hang them high, better learn cause it burn, put your face in the urn, when it come to 10 paces and turn. Only concern, stack money in the pile. Billy the Kid cracking the safe with a smile. Civilized, not wild, so y'all better bow to the most official shit you done heard in a while. Unless them men is ready for the West End, then fall back cause you never getting in. We'll be right back.
man. Welcome back, Murder Master Music Show, episode 444. We're here with the legendary Crown Snatcher. Well, about five years ago, I read that you were retiring from hip hop, man.
Yeah, man. Yep.
What made you decide against that?
At that particular time, I was working with kids at a martial arts school, man, in the after school program. I was actually doing that for like 4 or 5 years, and I was really comfortable, man. Like it sort of showed me a different angle at life, man. And I was really comfortable. I was loving the kids, and like I really felt that I was giving back to the community. And then, you know, as far as the unfortunate situation with, like, the Solar situation and Guru and, like, all that stuff sort of, like, brought me back to where I wanted to come back into the game, because I was there when Guru met Solar. I know that whole situation, you know what I mean? So to hear all the things that I was hearing about how he was, you know, I'm not really going to get into it, man, but it was really frustrating.
Yeah, that's not-
To hear on how, like, somebody you love so much, man, you know what I'm saying, is going through a particular situation, man, he shouldn't be going through. So,
though
I came back, it was sort of too late, you know what I mean? But, you know, I did come back. I tried to reach out to Guru on Facebook and in different situations, man, but, you know, he was going through what he was going through. But then once I heard he passed away and all the little sketchy, you know, stuff that was going on, behind the situation, I thought the best thing for me to do, man, is like to come back and try to push his name, man, as far as I can push it. Because, like, as far as our relationship, nobody really knew on why he chose me, why he took me on tour, and why he groomed me. Because not only I was a part of Gangsta, I was a part of Ill Kid. You know, he came to my wedding. He actually came off tour to come to my wedding when I was getting married, and like, that was like my brother, you know what I'm saying? Besides the music shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like my big brother, you know what I'm saying? So, like, to see all that stuff go on, man, and I'm hearing it over the radio. Like, I'm hearing this stuff on the radio. Nobody's really, like, notifying me, you know, letting me know what the hell's going on. So, you know, after he passed, the only thing I was thinking was, like, man, like, the best thing I can do, man, is try to push his name as far as I can push it. And to propagate everything that I learned from him out there so he's never forgotten, because he's one of the greatest, man. Like, you know, they say Biggie and Pac and all them. But as far as positive energy and that has the message and that did, you know, stuff that's pioneering as far as with the Jazzmatazz and things like that, that brother got it.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
He did,
man,
legendary
right.
stuff that brothers never did. It was never acknowledged for it.
I noticed that people don't really talk about him the way they talk about other guys who are deceased, you know. And he contributed so much to hip-hop to where...
Absolutely, man.
You know, it wouldn't have progressed the way it progressed without people like him, you know.
It's so frustrating, man, to see that, man. It's, like, really frustrating to see, like, someone who's such a positive influence on the industry, man, as far as, like, uniting different camps and, like, doing a lot of good, man, in the industry, man, just for his name just to pass the way it did, man, it's just terrible, son.
Yeah, I think there's a whole slew of rappers of, you know, the 2000s and today that owe a big part of their careers to Guru. I hear Guru in a lot of people, you know what I mean, as far as influence goes. And just with his style, I mean, he was one of a kind. I mean, there was just...
Yes, sir.
It was just one of them, you know, he's just one of those artists that you really can't even explain it. Like, people that know it understand it. Like, yeah, I really can't put the words to it. Like, it's just, if you have his, if you know his music, like, you get it. Like, you can't really explain it, but you get it. He wasn't just some dope lyricist. Like, that dude was something special.
He was the package, dude. And there will never be another artist like that as far as with the positive energy that he brought into the industry, it's going to be a long time, especially with the way the industry is going now. I'll never see another guru in my lifetime. I probably won't. I would love to, but I know for sure I would never see another guru as far as where I'm in this lifetime. Never.
Yeah, I mean, most artists, whenever you hear them, you can tie them to different artists. Like, oh, he sounds like this guy mixed with this guy. With Guru, you really can't do that. Like, he just, it's just like that dude, like, invented it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know he didn't invent rap music, but I'm just saying, like, when you listen to him, there's, I mean, he's one of a kind. He's on a plane by himself. And you're right, cats like yourself, I salute you for trying to push his name, man, because, especially nowadays, man, it seems like a lot of legends, even the ones that we, you know, are major legends to us, some of them get disrespected by the new guys. And then, you know, cats like Guru and even Sean Price, those guys.
Yeah,
just,
man, those are my
they
dudes,
don't get
man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, we had King Magnetic on a couple weeks back.
And, that's what's
up. We were talking about the same thing, man. Like, when he passed, it feels like, you know, they got a little more love from fans, but mostly it was just some of the fans that just knew who they were. Like, now that they're gone, they like them a little more. But as far as the masses in general, I don't feel that they get enough props for what they did, man. You know what I'm saying? And I salute you for taking that upon yourself and trying to keep his name alive, man. I know I will, man. You know what I'm saying? Guru meant a lot to me. He's just a fan. You know what I'm saying? Just a fan. He meant a lot to me. You know, and I'm sorry for your loss, man. I'm sorry for your loss, man. Like, I know it's not just some guy you rapped with. You know what I'm saying? You're closer than that, man. So, you know,
I'm like the new Jack, man. Like, you know, there was, like, Group Home and, you know, Bahamadia. And, like, there was other brothers as far as that dealt with him earlier in his career. I came along in the latter part of his career. But as far as, like, the bond that I had with him personally, man, like, the brother showed me a lot. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything. Like, I was just a street cat, son. You know what I'm saying? I was just, like, going to record stores, like, battle rapping and just in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really doing nothing with my life, son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to have these brothers to give me the opportunity, I'm grateful, son.
No doubt.
You did another couple callers, Pat.
Okay.
Let's go to the lines real quick. First up, the homie Exit Only, Jackson, Mississippi representative, UGS for life. What's up, brother?
What's going on with your family? Everybody good?
Yeah. What up, Exit?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, maintaining, man. From Snatchers, salute. You've been reveling in the game for a minute. I've been listening to the conversation, and I got to 100% agree. I'm a monotone MC, and all that came from Guru. Guru was like the first passive, aggressive rapper that kept himself at a certain tone. It was never a whole escalation or no antics with his voice. It was just unique, and his presentation was always laid back, like this shit comes easy. And he gave birth to you're right, he influenced a whole lot of MCs out there. Every one of them that came out with that passion style, that's kind of where they came from, that monotone flow where you didn't have to be an onyx, you didn't have to sit there and do nothing to your voice. You could literally laid back and just let words flow. Guru's the master of that. So rest in peace to one of the greats. And hip-hop wouldn't be what it is today without his influence.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Good talk right there. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate that, Exit. We got another homie over here. This is the homie Sin from France. He's got a question for you. What's up, Sin? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, Scott? What's up, Pat? What's up, man? From Snapchat.
We are set, Don. We are set.
What's up? Can you tell us about the album Hidden Scriptures and the song The Lights?
He just wanted to know some insight on the album and the song, man. Like, just, you know, tell him what you put into it, I guess. Just give him an idea of how you came up with the concept for it.
Well, as far as that track goes, The Light, man, Asthmatic had produced that out there in, I believe, Long Island, man. A lot of those brothers was from Long Island that helped produce the album. The whole concept of the album, and particularly that song, was more about, like, positive reinforcement of positive energy as far as, like, in hip-hop, man. Like, just talking about the influences and things, but besides the music, like, regular life influences. Like, I mentioned, like, Gandhi. I mentioned, like, different people in the song. Just, like, things, the positive energy, man, that you can just grasp, man, and, like, redistribute, man, through your music, man. Like, there's so much negative stuff that's out there already in the music. You don't really need to add on to that, son. You know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of that stuff out there. But there's not enough positive influence in it. So, you know, basically the song is The Light, you know, it's just talking about as far as, like, bringing a different influence as far as into the industry. Contrasting against, like, the negative energy. You know what I mean? So, like, the whole album, Hidden Scriptures, man, is, like, basically just, like, something, like, totally different. And I actually dropped that after, like, Guru passed away to sort of try to follow his path as far as, like, you know, the positive reinforcement in the music and, you know, so forth. Yeah, so, you know, that's what it is, man. It's just, you know, trying to bring some positive energy to the table. That's it.
After Guru passed, did you find it more difficult to make music, or did it kind of, like, push you to, did it motivate you? You know what I mean? Did you see the difference in making music without having Guru around?
Like I said, man, like, I was working with kids, man, like, prior to his passing away for, like, 7 years, man, I was, like, I quit on the music thing, man, and you know, I was working with kids. I had found my niche, as you say, man. I was comfortable working with the children. I just thought, you know, to give it one more, you know, last hurrah as far as the music wise.
Yeah.
And you know, put that album out. And then, you know, what happened was, after I released that album, I ended up having a meeting with all the Wu-Tang, managed some of the Wu-Tang camp brothers, and I ended up signing with them, man, on the management agreement. And that's what propelled me to go back into the industry. Like, I had, you know, we came to visit RZA, then we met his cousin, Jahmu Gibbons, and I ended up signing a management agreement with Wu-Tang. And, you know, it's so weird because, like, Guru had introduced me to RZA so many times. And it was sort of weird, man. Like, in New York and Miami, like, we used to bump into each other so many times. And then, like, after he passed, those are the brothers that threw me a rope. You know what I'm saying?
That's
nobody
cool,
threw me a rope. The only people that threw me a rope was the Wu.
Wow. That's dope, though, man. What's up?
Yeah, man. So, you know, I ended up, like, doing a couple projects, a couple mixtapes, like the IC, We'll See, and then I did, like, the Resurrection of the Golden Wolf. And, it, you know, it's always been a good relationship, man, with those brothers, because I knew them before I knew Gangstar. I knew a lot of the Wu-Tang brothers as far as, like, Royal Fam and all them, like Timbo and them. I knew them before I knew Gangstar. So, yeah, I was already affiliated with the Wu before I met Gangstar. So, you know, it was cool, man. It's, you know, it was love.
So, man, you ever talk to DJ Premier anymore? You ever see him?
I just seen him, man, actually, because I just had, like, spinal surgery.
Mm.
I just had spinal surgery. And I seen him. He had a show out here with his band. And he told me, like, you know, he'll get a hold of me after I finish my surgery.
Okay.
And, you know, and I understand that he's a busy man and things of that nature. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to getting back in the lab with him, man. Like, I'm pretty sure he has some plans for me, and I'm looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, that'd be dope, man. For me, he's a busy guy, man. He's always doing something, man. I really felt that that project you just did with MC8, that was really dope, man.
Yo, Premier is crazy, son. Like, I remember him, man, back in the days when he did the Biggie 10 Crack Commandments. I was in the studio when he first was doing that joint.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, man, that brother was
like
the truth. He told the truth, huh?
What was the atmosphere
Dude, like, Biggie wasn't there when I was there, but when Premier had played the shit, I don't know if I can swear on it. I'm sorry if I can't.
No, you can.
But, okay, word is mine. Yo, like, Premier, like, I was in the studio. It was, like, me, Patch, and NYGs. Like, everybody was in there, and, like, Premier was like, yo, check this shit for Biggie's new album. And, like, he gave us an exclusive listen to the shit. And, like, we heard the shit. It was just the scratches with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That joint,
yeah.
And with the lyrics, and this is like a month or two before Biggie passed, because you know he died right after that album.
Mm-hmm.
But after we heard that shit in the studio, we was in D&D. We was like, "Yo, this dude is gonna explode, son, when this shit come out." And then unfortunately, man, like he passed away, man, like 2-3 months after the shit dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Shit was crazy, man. But yo,
Yeah, that's one of the best beats ever. Ten Crack Commandment, that's one of the best beats I ever heard, man. That's one of my favorite joints.
Yo, Premier, man, did a lot of big shit for, like, Nas, for Jay-Z, for Biggie.
Oh, yeah. He used to be on every Jay-Z album. I don't remember which album was the first one that he wasn't on. But, yeah, I mean, that's something you could always look forward to when Jay-Z's album was there was going to be something from Primo on it.
Primo and the Ready to Die, man. The Ready to Die album.
Yeah, he did
that
Unbelievable joint. Yeah, he did Unbelievable. Uh-huh. That's my favorite joint on that whole album, man. I love that fucking record. And
the Illmatic joint.
Something dope. Yeah, he was on Illmatic. One thing I love that Primo did, man, was a couple years back on Biggie's birthday, he remixed a bunch of Biggie's joints, made some different beats up and shit, and man, it was great, man. Just imagine what those guys would have did if Biggie would have been, wouldn't have passed away.
Yeah,
I do want to ask you real quick, man. Just out of curiosity, we ask some people this question, man, but I consider you a dope ass lyricist, so I'd like to pick your brain on this. Who's your top five dead or alive, man?
Oh, man, already, man. You already know Biggie and Nas is on the top, son.
Ooh.
It's like Biggie, Nas, I say Jay. And then from there, man, like Big L, Big Pun, and Black Thought.
Cool. Yeah, Black Thought, yeah. I like to throw Koji Rap and AZ in that mix, too.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, those brothers is fire.
That's a lot of fucking lyrics right there. Yeah, I mean, most of the Wu-Tang guys are there, too, man.
Oh, you already know, man. Like, Ray, Ghost, Method.
Even Jizza, man. Jizza be bringing it, too.
He's a genius.
Dudes,
that's the God right there.
Doubt, man. Yeah, Crumb Snatcher, man, we're going to go ahead and close this one out.
Yes, sir.
I just want you to know, man, we really appreciate you coming here and, man, we'd like to do it again sometime, man. Anytime you got something you want to come on and promote, man, you're more than welcome.
Anytime, beloved.
Man.
Anytime, my dear brother. Anytime.
What you got coming up, man? You got anything coming out?
Well, I just had surgery, man. But what I did drop was a mixtape, United Nations of Hip Hop. It's the second edition. We just dropped that. I'm working on. I just dropped my album, The Key, last year. Produced by DJ Intrigue of the Wu-Tang DJs.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a new mixtape, man, called Shinobi, man, with DJ D Future, man. It's a new producer that's coming up, man, from out here. It's Fuego, son. Dude is fire, son.
Okay. Now, where can we where can we find these projects at, man? Where can people go and buy them at?
Well, you can go to datpiff.com, man, and you can type in my name, Crumb Snatcher, KrumbSnatcha. You'll find the United Nations of Hip-Hop mixtape. You'll find a lot of the work that I've done as far as mixtape-wise. And then on iTunes, you'll find my latest album, The Key. And, you know, look forward to the Shinobi. And then another project I did with Wu-Tang Management is called I See. And we had a record release party and stuff like that in New York over it. But, yeah, man, it's you know, dope projects, man. Just look out for the Shinobi. That's coming out soon, man. We in the process of working on that now.
Okay, if people want to follow you on social media, man, you want to plug your social media real quick?
I think, man, Justice, man, is the one that that's more, like, out there more than I am, man. But I wouldn't even want to give my stuff out, man, because, like,
okay.
I switch it so much, man. I don't want to confuse the fans, B.
All good, man, all good. Just want to make sure, you know, all your information is out there, man. Like I said, you're definitely welcome on any time, man. We definitely like to do this again.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate
Sounds
your time,
brother.
Man. We'll go to one more track, and then we'll come back and tell you what we got in store the rest of the week. What track you got lined up, Press?
We got Power, man. This is Power, man. Why don't you intro this before you go, Crumb Snatcher?
Yeah, man, this joint right here, man, is on some, like, lift weights, break necks type shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Coach, man, out there in Germany, man, who did the track, man, in the cuts. Power.
Thank you,
we'll
brother.
Be right
easy.
Back.
Constructed God divine, now it's time. The public get to witness living truth, stand sublime. Enter the mind, the energy, working through the spirits. The verses of religion, now they worship in the lyrics. God, every attribute embodied in the frame. Sacred and holy like the ineffable name. Strain in my DNA, secret never tell. Only thing I can disclose, I'm the rapid cow L. No cape, just a mic, hit the booth, I'm taking flight. Run circles round them jitter bugs, where they shed a light. Get it right, the only one, KF, no longer crumb. Introduction to my Armageddon, how the East is won. When the throne is secured, and a hype and food ends, I'm a legend upstate, to the city bullpens. Walk away from the game, man, I could never cower. One thing you underestimated was God's power, power.
Resurrected, returned, I'm back. See the strength when the angels attack. A warrior you can never rattle on. Has crumbled for the kingdom, hear the battle cry. Resurrected, returned, I'm back. See the strength when the angels attack. A warrior, you can never rattle off. Let's rumble for the kingdom, hear the battle cry.
The righteous one, a loner, we can never kick it. You a poster boy of ignorance, serving for the wicked. And we serve the Lord, ain't no battle in the seven. I am wrath, hear the rumbles of the heavens. Opposition, tricks, and deceit, we got it beat. 3,000 in the name, calling angels in a fleet. Back alleys, we can meet, I control another level. And my work way beyond estimations of a bezel. I could bring the rock like the Baltimore Wire. K falling off, man, the devil is a liar. Retire, when I touch a mill for the revenue. Investors, attorneys, trailing my retinue. You just a monkey, playing in a bag, too annoying. Enjoying, I'm the one you're really getting to. I need excitement, I'm tired of the boredom. So you can be the autopsy on a post-mortem.
Resurrected, returned, I'm back. See the strength when the angels attack. A warrior you can never rattle on. Let's rumble for the kingdom, hear the battle cry. Resurrected, returned, I'm back. See the strength when the angels attack. A warrior you can never rattle on. Let's rumble for the kingdom, hear the battle cry.
I'm worshiping the underground like the Greek Artemis. Smash rapping skulls on stage like Spartacus. Bruce Leroy glow, the flow been impeccable. Record after record to the name is perpetual. 20 years plus, never slipped nor stuttered. Say my name in a game, the whole industry shuddered. Nap time over, y'all done slept for too long. I'm pissing on your mattress, shitting on your food on. Truth gone, red along. When the mic up in my palm, napalm. Stay calm, y'all don't want to spray arms. Military trainer, brain it up. Graded model, go to work. With my fingers in the dirt, 11 Bravo. Battle in the trenches, emerge and reappear. Men and ninja, assassinating albums of the year. Talk about grind, paying dues, I'm all for it. I'm a walking institution, every album is a story. Resurrected, returned, I'm back. See the strength when the angels attack. A warrior, you can never rattle lie. Let's rumble for the kingdom, hear the battle cry. Resurrected, returned, I'm back. See the strength when the angels attack. A warrior, you can never rattle lie. Let's rumble for the kingdom, hear the battle cry.
That's what I'm talking about, Pat. That's what
I'm talking
about.
That's what I be telling people. I be telling people, look, man, everybody complaining about the mumble rappers all the time. And I'm like, man, let them be, man. They'll kill themselves up. We happen to be able to find the real shit, man.
We know what it is. City, state, state. It's everywhere. It's just not being publicized like that. Mumble stuff is.
That's not people should fuck with us.
It's everywhere. That's why I love doing
us.
What I do, man.
Yeah, man, that's why people fuck with us. Man. We bring you
that
real shit, man.
We don't have almost 500 shows in the archives for nothing. And I'm glad we were able to add Crumb Snatcher to the archives tonight. I look forward to
having
you.
Excellent guest, man. Yeah, I hope. I think he'll come back on here in the future, man. We'll check back with him. Yeah, we'll check back with him here within the year and shit. And see if he wants to come back on, man. The homie Justice to hook that up. Yeah, the homie Justice to hook that up, man. He might have a couple more for us. One of them, I don't even want to say it because every time I say it, it jinxes it and it never happens. You know what I mean? Something bad always happens. He has one that he's trying to make happen for me that I need to happen. It's not Saigon or Koji Rap. It's not them. But it's somebody high on my list. It's somebody that's pretty high on my list. But I can't thank him enough, man. He really came through, man. Crumb Snatcher was a great guest, man. So shout out to Crumb Snatcher.
Real humble.
And
rest
in peace to
thorough,
Guru, man.
Humble. Yeah, I'm glad he touched on Guru. It's definitely a cat that you never really hear much about, and he contributed a lot to hip hop.
Yeah, man. I got a message while he was talking, and just for the listeners, man, like somebody messaged me and said, ask him to talk about the death of Guru. The reason why I didn't is because for one, he said as soon as he said, I don't really want to go into that, like the whole cause of death and that situation, and I just didn't think it was necessary to make him talk about it. And like he said a couple of times, like they had a legit friendship that was like his brother, and that's none of our business, man. Like I ain't gonna make dude talk about something that he don't feel comfortable talking about.
Real
you know
problem.
What I mean? So that's why I didn't try to get him to elaborate.
Well, that's the thing, man. We respect. We're not going to press people. If someone says, hey, I don't want to talk about this, I don't want to talk about that, okay, we move on to the next question. That's why I don't like the guys that they come on the show, they run their mouth, say this and say that, and then the next day they want to recant. Love to Shan. He kind of did that with the Jay-Z thing. If he didn't want to talk about that at the time, he should have been like, I don't want to talk about Jay-Z. Same thing with Duck Mouth and Trinidad James when he started saying all gay everything and it blew up on the internet. He wanted to recant. It's like, you know, this guy straight up did it the way you're supposed to. He's like, I don't really want to go into that. And he told you humbly and respectfully, and you wanted that, man. So, man, you couldn't ask for a better interview, man.
When it comes to the death of somebody, too, man, like, I try to, like, leave that up to them. Like, I left it up to Crumb if he wanted to talk about that. and he didn't. Yeah. So I left it alone because, like, his fans, like, sometimes we just think that they're rappers. We don't really, like, humanize them and think, like, oh, well, this dude probably ate dinner with Guru and, you know, they probably, you know, spent holidays together and shit. Like, they were actual friends and, you know, they were, like, family to each other, man. So I ain't going to ask, dude, like, I'm not going to ask him about a rapper. I'm asking him about his family member. You know what I mean? So if you don't want to touch on it, man, that's 100% fine with me. So I just wanted to, like, clear that
up.
Entirely
up to him.
Yeah, like, you somebody know, told me to ask him about that because they were wondering something about that. And I just told, I was like, man, I can't. Like, he said he don't want to go into the details. That's 100% okay with me, man. You know what I mean? I ain't going to try to force him into talking about something he doesn't feel comfortable talking about. You know what I mean? So, this is the same Guru passed away. And rest in peace to Guru, man. Like, he will never be forgotten, man. And cats like Crumb Snatcher will always, you know, carry the torch for him. And then, you know, you've got my old hip-hop ass, man. You know, I'll do some Guru shit on the hip-hop roundtable. You know, everybody knows that's coming. You know what I mean?
What a way to come back, though, Pat. You know what I'm saying? What a way. I mean, 5 years doing this show, I never took any time off. I've done a show every week, you know what I'm saying? It took a week off for the first time in 5 years, man. And
we all kind
came
of
back,
it, man.
It's just beautiful. Yeah, we've been busting our ass. Man, my goal this year was to do 100 shows. Man, we passed that months ago. You know, I don't even know how many shows we've done this year. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you.
I mean,
there,
just think about it like this. Just think about it like this, man. Like, DJ Paul and Bushwick Bill and Dame Family and Servon, like, that was episode 400. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. But it was
almost
44 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, that's insane. Like, we knock these things out, man. And like I said before, like, I'm just making sure everything's right for an episode that does happen is a lot of work. But you got to understand, like, a lot of that same energy goes to shows that never happen, to guests that we
don't
get.
Don't even realize, man. It's,
yeah, like, you might look and see that we got 3 guests this week, but it's like, man, we tried to get 25. You know what I mean?
I've made
like, we're
fires
always
of shows, and you know what I'm saying, and then they didn't go down, you know what I'm saying, or promoted this or promoted that, and it never happened. So,
it's a lot of work behind the scenes
that people don't see. You know,
yeah, and some people ask me, like, the couple times that we had no shows from certain guests, they ask why it never happened again. And to be honest with you, like for example, Mickey Fax, I like Mickey, and I did talk to him after he didn't call in. At least he did tell me that, like, during the show, he told me, like, dude, I ain't going to make it. And he did hit me up afterwards. But to tell you the truth, man, like, I kind of put those things behind me because, like, I have so many other things. Like, I'm trying to get other people and, like, you know, you're trying to confirm different things. It's hard to go backwards. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not saying, like, Mickey Fax won't ever be on. I'm just saying that it's hard to, like, go back and just redo the whole thing. I already put all the work in to make that show happen, so it's hard to, like, for me to work myself up to go backwards and be like, okay, let me do this again. And then the whole week I'm debating, like, I'm sitting there hoping that he calls and shit. And it's like, you know, it's hard to go backwards.
Do that the first time it's a no show, you're kind of hesitant to do it again. I feel you. I've had that happen before. If he hit me tomorrow and said he wanted to be on, I'd probably tell him no. Because we booked him, we promoted him, he agreed to come on, never gave a response, never said he was why he didn't show up. So I definitely wouldn't trust that. Player Fly is another one. You know what I'm saying? I booked a show with Player Fly. I had to add out there. I was in communication with him up until the day. You know what I'm saying? And no show, and then afterwards, nothing. So, yeah, some of these dudes, man, I feel you. You got to move on and let's go to just 1,000 other motherfuckers that we we need to interview. And, we got them. Tomorrow we got a double, well, it's not really a double episode. I mean, tomorrow really it's the Gangster Pat episode 445. But before that, if you want to tune in and get a sneak peek of what we're doing, we're going to do a Marquise Jackson interview with 50 Cent's son. That's going to run on Friday.
So that won't be the conference number? It'll be the regular number?
No, it's going to be live. It's going to be live, so you can listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow,
so
if you want to tune in at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. But what I'm going to do is after I'm done, I'm going to chop them into two interviews, run Marquise on Friday, and then re-upload Gangster Pat and have it as one interview. You know what I'm saying? Because that's kind of how it was set up. We have separate ads made. It just happened that this was the particular day that he could do it. And we already had Pat booked, so I figured, okay, I'll just start the show earlier, and then we'll go from there, you know. But hell of a show tonight, man. I can't really, say anything other than, man, I'm just glad to be back, man. I was starting to feel for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, towards the end of the week, I was like, man, I can't believe we ain't done a show. I really want to do a show. And then I was like, we'll just let it happen when it happens. And then, man, tonight was beautiful. Monday was a great hip-hop roundtable. For those of you who missed that, the archive of that up real soon. 25 shows already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And this Monday, I let the fans decide this one, man. You kind of missed it earlier on Facebook, man. I let the fans decide. Excluding Nodis and the Ghetto Boys, because I already did episodes pretty much on those guys. So I was like, name three of your favorite groups. And like the Dayton Family and Bone Thugs and Harmony, they got a lot of votes. But I had two polls going, man. I had it going on Hell's Heavyweights and just on my page. And 3-6 Mafia and Wu-Tang Clan were both mentioned the same amount of times. So
3-6 Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, so I pinned them up against each other and said, you have to pick one. And Wu-Tang Clan won, so we're going to do a Wu-Tang episode.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
We will do a 3-6 Mafia episode, too, in the future as well. I love 3-6 Mafia, so that will happen, too, in the future. But this Monday is Wu-Tang Clan. And then after that, Tuesday, we got Crime Boss, right?
Yeah, we got Crime Boss finally. Now, that has been in the works for years. I mean, I talked to him in 2012, 2014. He's like, oh, man, I'm not ready. And the homie Creeplo actually did a song with him and Kingpin Skinny Pimp. And he was all amped up and excited about it. And he told me, man, that Crime Boss, I mean, he told me this out of nowhere. He's like, Crime Boss is ready to come on the show, he told me. I knew right away what he was talking about. I was like, oh, he's ready now. Okay, cool, dope. So I talked to him, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's a go. You know, I hope. I hope, like you said, man. No,
I think it is, man. I talked to Creeplo, too, man, and he made a post, and Crime Boss commented on it and was like, yeah, let's do this. Like, he seems like he's down. I think it'll happen. And then after that, man, we got Mastermind the Hellraiser. You know what I mean? You got some new shit dropping. You got the House of Frankenstein dropping. So,
yep. He's got two tracks off of that. We're going to debut them, actually. You know what I'm saying? The 5th. You know, people are real amped up for that. Because he hasn't been on the show in a little bit. So I'm glad. Maybe now we'll get Isha on in the future. You know?
Yeah, it'll be my first interview with Mastermind.
Oh, yeah, you're going to like it, unless Gary's on one, because I will say this, we had him on the, we were going to interview Nodis, we had TNT, Esham, and Mastermind all set to come on the show, and at the last minute, TNT and Esham were like, ah, fuck it, and Mastermind was by himself, he was kind of a grumpy Mastermind, he didn't want to talk too much, you know what I'm saying, if you go back and listen to that episode, you'll hear it, but... he's always, you know, he's always a good guest, man. I've known him for years, interviewed him many times. You know, always been pretty good to me. He's been on all the mixtapes I've ever dropped. He was on the Fuck the Illuminati compilation. He was on the, believe he was on the Murder Master Music Show mixtape volume one. Real good dude right there. Yeah, we look forward to that episode as well. And then after that, we just got things up. Like you said, man, we got lines out there. You got lines out there. I got lines out there. So, you know, it's all just keep fucking with us. UGSforLife.com. That's the best way. I try to update the schedule on a regular basis. So just keep fucking with us over there. And please, please go out and listen to, you know, the music from the UGS for Life affiliates, man. Cats like Exit Only, Fresh Style, Scratch, LVP, D-Pain, D-Tag, Skinny Man. You know, check out their music, the production, you know what I'm saying, support them as well because they're a huge part of what we do, too. We ain't all this online radio, man. We got a lot of other things embedded within UGS. So, you know, shout out to everybody, man. Go check out that Hail Mary Cypher. Man, it's featuring TC, Fred Stye, Dagger D, D-Tag, Scratch, LVP, D-Pain, Letha, Tennessee Butchers, of course, Exit Only, an exclusive select. And then check that out. That thing was dope as hell, I'm telling you. Hail Mary 2017, Cypher, you know what I'm saying? We're going to close this out right now, man. Thanks for making this show happen tonight, Pet. Appreciate you. Shout out to Exit Only and the homie Sin for calling in. And Trump Stand.
Yeah,
man. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks to Pet. You know what I'm saying? And Marquise Jackson, if you want to tune in early at 8, we'll be on early tomorrow. So, you know, fuck with us.
UGS for life.
UGS for life. Most definitely. Easy.